Storms at a high near 95 degrees. This is meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
It's 72 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron, from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
Welcome in. It's a Monday edition of Inside the Locker Room. School starts back today, Chase. So the bus will be rolling, and Mac will be climbing on that bus at 7:16 this morning. So I went and got him a special $6 Starbucks smoked sausage and egg and cheese sandwich because that's his favorite for his first day of fifth grade. Download the app. Get the Tide 100.9 app. Get that on your smartphone. You can take us with you anywhere you go. If you want to email us, do that. wimpandbarry@yahoo.com. You want to dial us up, 205-342-9904. We want to thank Yellowwood, pressure treated pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you certainly don't want it. Go to yellowwood.com to find a dealer closest to you and build that five-star backyard. Chase, we had a birthday over the weekend. It was Dad's birthday. I won't tell you how young he is, but we had a little birthday celebration on Saturday. My brothers and their wives came up and had a nice dinner at the L house, and he had him a little strawberry cake, and he got some cookies, and he got all kind of sweets. That he maybe he'll give you a cookie or two. So anyway, he got
one.
Give you one cookie. Chase. Now we got to get his house cleaned up. He's got more stuff on all his tables over there, Chase. You need some reading glasses, Chase? He got about 100 pair. Where do you get all those reading glasses, by the way?
I buy some of them like at deal.
I mean, how many pair of reading glasses does one need?
I have a real bad habit, son, of going off. Sometimes I put them on top of my head. Sometimes I come back and I've lost them.
Well, so I think you found them when you think you've lost them. He's got about 700 pair of reading glasses, Chase. So if you close your eyes and you put your hands out and drop them, you're going to touch five pair of glasses at the house.
Yeah,
so,
you're right. Well, anyway, let me open the show by saying to Barry and the other two boys and their wives how much I appreciated I'm coming. Barry's here, of course, and the other two from Montgomery, and going to dinner. It's one of the best birthdays I've ever had. I got to hear from people that I hadn't heard from in years that dropped me just a text message or something. I tried the best I could to thank each one individually rather than say thank you to everybody. And it was when you have a lot of age on you, it was absolutely, it was probably the best one I've ever had because the kids put a lot into it. Even got some calls from the grandkids, and which a lot of times you don't, when grandkids that get busy, they don't fool with birthdays, but they did, some of them, and I appreciated it. And I wanted to thank him publicly because I thanked him two or three times privately and the other boys as well. So I appreciate it. I think the interesting thing, the Senate is passing, going to vote on the bill not until September. They have put on their docket a time to vote on the bill. I have said I thought maybe the bill was going to pass. Most people have said they thought it was not. We're in several controversies. Not going to get into that, but the big controversy is that cover ball in his group is trying to be sure it's in there where the states can't change where men can play in women's sports, which is big to me. And he's trying to be darn sure that's not a situation where a man or a biological man could play in women's sports and the states could change that. So that's kind of up for grabs there. But for those of you who don't usually get into listening what I say early, which is not never very good anyway, that vote will be in September. So I think that's, and there's two or three other things I'm not going to get into, as Barry's mentioned. You know, so much stuff that we can't keep up with it. Barry did mention the other day about the stupidity of the Purdue AD, and that's come out where he said it was pretty stupid for him to say what he said. Don Nelson, who I think played at Iowa, was a terrific player, terrific person, but I could best keep up with him at 86 years of age. He played, and he's the second winningest coach in NBA history. Passed away at 86. The Wyndham Classic, we'll talk more about that at 7:30, but Michael Brennan won that. And I think Jackson Colvin, the kid from Auburn, moved on after just six starts, which is absolutely terrific. So I won't give all the scores of all the people, but we'll have some golf on at the bottom of the hour. The Yankees, the Braves beat the Yankees, I think 2-1. They're 8.5 games up, I think is correct. Barry can correct me on that. That's really really about all, because we can talk golf when Doug gets on. But I listed it a deal, because football likes to put some on their rankings, of 2027's rankings and recruiting classes. Alabama's wasn't real high, and I didn't want to get into all that stink about it, so I just kind of left it alone. But it is out there. So USC, who plays Ohio State, Ohio State's got a very tough schedule, has lost their starting center for the season. It's not the quarterback, but the center is right next to the quarterback and big, and to lose him is going to be as going to be very, very costly. So we'll see what happens. Belichick at North Carolina, they've got one of the guys that said general manager has indefinite suspension, and so that's really about it. Barry and I welcome your calls, and I'm sure there's some things I haven't mentioned and some things he wants to talk about, so I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, Braves did. They lost the first two games with New York, one in extra innings, and they housed the other one in the ninth. They had a 2-0 lead going in the ninth and lost 3-2. Yesterday they got great pitching from Grant Holmes and ended up winning 2-1 in extra innings. So they took one of two. They stay up there in New York and will play the Mets. But the Mets are last place, but the Braves will have to sweep the Mets today, Jay, this next 3 days in order to have a winning record against the Mets. So the New York teams have kind of had their number. So the top 70 with Jackson Corbin landed at number 70. I shot one over yesterday that bumped. He was 67 going into the day. It bumped him to 70. Doesn't matter. You got to be in the top 70. So if you're 70, you're in. And so the top 70 will play at St. Jude FedEx this week up in Memphis. So
yeah, I'll tell you, the St. Jude tournament is a terrific tournament for kids. It's one of the great things about the St. Jude tournament is the money goes to where it's supposed to go. And I've checked it. I'm going to do what I can to help. And it goes where, and to see those kids with those problems, especially around their mouth, where they've lost teeth and had big problems, not only in the mouth, but cancer and so forth, is a great thrill to be able to see people be able to do something for those kids. Not the people that sweep the floor, but for the for the people that come in there and need so badly to have enough money to get the kids well, to me is most heart-wrenching thing that you can do. And so that's important.
All right, we'll talk a little Alabama football. They must have had a weight challenge or something going on over there. Kane Womack, good lands. Good for him. He's lost a ton of weight. I don't know that Kalen DeBoer needs to lose a ton, but those guys look good in their press conferences. I guess that was a Yay Alabama thing they had, because I didn't hear much about it on Saturday, where fans got to go out, and I'm sure you had to be a member of Yay Alabama to go in there and get an autograph. Now you have to pay for everything these days, but those guys were out there, and you know, I saw Austin Mack throw a touchdown to some kid. He threw a kid made a great catch over there in the end zone, Chase. I don't know if you saw that video. It was some kids playing, and he threw a dime in the corner of the end zone. This little kid went up and snared it. So I'm sure they had a bunch of fun over there. All right, we'll take the break. I want to say some more about Alabama football, stuff I'm hearing. People, just let it play out. You know, somebody, Martin, those guys said it's the best coaching staff we've ever had. They've coached five practices. Like, I mean, they haven't even coached in the game yet. This the best ever, or not we've ever had. They didn't say that, but they said in the last 5 or 6 years, 4 or 5 years, they've had five practices. Like, the fans talking about quarterback and Heisman Trophy and how great these running backs are. And they may be, but just let it play out. I even heard the players say they're so tired of picking up their phone and reading about this quarterback competition. Like, it's just let it go and let it play out and just take it one game at a time. It doesn't have to be the best ever all the time or the best since. You gotta, because you'll be screaming when the offense coordinator is not doing a good job. Like, when you look at the running backs that we have had at this university, from the Josh Jacobs to the Mark Ingrams to the kid that just signed the biggest deal in NFL running back history with the Detroit Lions, I mean, they have had some studs here, studs. And maybe one of these guys will turn out to be one of those studs, but they're just, it's not the same talent level as it used to be. And hopefully it will be eventually. All right, you listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Here's what's trending on the Tuscaloosa Thread.
Good morning. Here's one of the top stories we're following for you this hour. Be prepared for heavier traffic on the roadways this morning. School starts in the Tuscaloosa City school system today, so buses will be on the road. Slow down, give the right-of-way to those school buses. And when the lights come on, you stop. While some teacher shortages have been reported, the city system says all classes will be covered. Tuscaloosa County Schools began on Wednesday. Click TuscaloosaThread.com for more West Alabama news, sports, and weather coverage. It's free throughout the day. Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Now, we are pretty good in the immediate area, but we do have a situation out in Vance as you travel toward good old Tuscaloosa on 2059 on the westbound lanes at Covered Bridge Road. Do watch out for this serious bang up. It's got traffic pretty bunched up in that immediate area. Now, as far as
for you, contact Courtney White at 205-242-5127, North River Timber CO at gmail.com. North River Timber Company.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours.
Tide, sold in stadium and at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. content. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise with Us on our website.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Here's your Tuscaloosa and West Alabama forecast. Big weather story this week, the building heat and humidity. Clear initially on this Monday, then some scattered afternoon thunderstorms may pop up with a high of 95. The heat index may climb to 106 when you factor in humidity. Heavy rain moves out overnight with a low falling to 76. After early sun tomorrow, some scattered afternoon storms will be possible with a high of 94 and a heat index near 105. And a hot and humid Wednesday with some afternoon storms at a high near 95 degrees.
This is meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
It's 73 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
For more from Tide 100.9,
let's it fly!
On Twitter, Facebook, and SoundCloud.
Yellowwood pressure-treated pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. All right, to the Yellowwood hotline. Morning, Philip.
Hey, morning. How you doing today?
We're good.
Okay. Happy belated birthday, Will.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, Barry and Whip, I saw some footage over late last week, maybe it was Friday, I guess, but one of the Alabama basketball players, there was some sort of a practice clinic somewhere. I don't know where it was, maybe Atlanta or someplace like that. But this Bowie guy, this Tavis Bowie, I was impressed with him. Did you see that clip?
Is that the point guard from up East Coast?
No, that's Anderson Diaz. Boo is a big, lanky, wing-type guy, but he can kind of do it all. He reminds me a little bit of Terry Williams. You know, Terry could, you know, play guard for Alabama. You know, Wimp was one of the first guys to ever do that with a tall guard. And Wimp was sort of a pioneer in that. And Terry Williams was the guy. But this Boo kid is impressive. And I tell you what, we've got an intriguing team shaping up.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't think it'll be anything in Atlanta or anything like that. I think these guys are probably taking these time off right now before school starts. I think there's no school going on. These guys probably are away right now. I know I've seen a couple of coaches in the grocery store, and you never see them unless the players are gone. But but yeah, I think a lot of people are high on this freshman class that they got and high on these transfers that they got. And I think they got 15 guys. The biggest problem is going to be figuring out which 9 or 10 to play and how to handle those other ones. That'll be their biggest job to date, and making sure that the point guard is eligible to play or legal to play, and I'm sure he will be.
I think he will be too, yeah. I'm not too concerned about that at all. But this Bowie kid's gonna play. I can tell you that he's gonna play.
Yeah. Well, you got a lot of guys there. You know, Mari Allen and Jemison and all these guys that are back. And there's only so many minutes to go around. So you just have to figure that out. And you know, I know Auburn just got back from Greece. They lost. I think yesterday they set some guys out, but.
They won the first one.
Yeah, they won their first few. They lost the last one by 2 over there. But wow, what a trip! And if you're going to take your team somewhere, take them to Greece. They were over there for about 6 or 7 days, and I'm sure they had a blast.
Yeah, I heard you talking about that. But what a beautiful trip that is! But this Protect College Sports Act. Let me ask you guys this. I'll hang up. You know, everybody's saying, "Well, it is called that for a reason." But let's say it doesn't pass. What does it look like if that happens? What are the blocks that fall if it doesn't pass?
Well, I think you'll end up with all the lawsuits and all the different things that continue to go on. If you could find the clip, and I didn't listen, Danny Hurley, you know, he said, We normally ask our compliance people if we can do it. They say no, then we just move on. We don't think about, well, we're going to take this to court. Like, he really killed a lot of these people, and what's good for college basketball and college sports. He's frustrated with when they tell you can't do something, that your first instinct is to take it to court now instead of just saying, okay, we can't do it. We just can't do it. And I think he makes some great points with what he said.
Yeah, I saw that, and he did make some good points. What were you going to say, Wimp?
I can't remember. I just think it's going to be confusion, total confusion if it doesn't pass. I had thought at one time, you know, J.C. has said it, and J.C.'s a smart one that we have on it. He said it wasn't. I have felt like because the SEC and the Big Ten got some wording fixed in it that would pass. And now this morning, after reading what I tried to read for the show, I couldn't tell. I thought maybe it was going to pass. That's what I've said on other shows. But I think you're right, Barry, is too. It's going to be a pile of confusion. The men playing in women's sports is to me is biological. I just can't understand why anybody can't understand that. And Tommy is afraid they're going to have it where the states can change that in the bill itself. The states would be able to change that and say a young man could play in a woman's sport. And I don't like that idea at all. That's just one I thought of. What's your thoughts on that? That's ridiculous, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't understand why there's any – I don't understand why a coach or a league or the WNBA Lady Engelbert, I think's her name, I don't know why she even needs to use the phrase, I'm not educated enough to do – to what?
That's ridiculous.
Come on.
Yeah. You just don't want somebody trying to play it. A man playing in women's basketball, and that's not right. And so I don't know. I just don't think that's even controversial. But Tommy's trying to be darn sure that's what he's passed, but trying to get that put into the effect that the states can't change things like that. So if it says in the bill and they voted in. States can change what they need to about certain things. That's a killer form.
Yeah. Well, I was just wondering about that, guys, and want to make a comment about the basketball player. I appreciate you letting me call in, and it's going to be a hot week.
Yeah, it is. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
All right, getting a lot of basketball talk. I haven't gone over. I mean, it's so early right now with basketball, so they're just. I know they practice a lot in the summers and all that, but they'll get everybody on campus and they'll start to build this 2026-2027 team starting here probably next month. All right, we'll take the break here. We'll get back. We'll have Doug Bell on. You listen to Tide 1.9, 12:30 a.m. WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Now, we are pretty good in the immediate area, but we do have a situation out in Vance as you travel toward good old Tuscaloosa on 2059 in the westbound lanes at Covered Bridge Road. Do watch out for this serious bang up. It's got traffic pretty bunched up in that immediate area. Now, as far as
900-9000 for a free consultation, no fees unless we win. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be formed is greater than that of other lawyers.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say say in the past, that has not been the case. And this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
Just Google US Mobile. Just go to US Mobile subreddit. Just search for US Mobile and make a decision for yourself. If you're ready, visit usmobile.com.
Consumer Reports does not endorse products or services.
Mr. SEC Tournament Wimp Sanderson gives you his excellent analysis every weekday on Inside the Locker Room, right here on Tide 100.9.
To Inside Locker Room, Yellowwood Pressure Treated Pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. All right, to the Yellowwood Hotline. He's with PGA Tour Radio, CBS Sports headquarters. Also has a podcast, a really good podcast, by the way. So if you haven't seen Doug's podcast, and check those out. The one and only Doug Bell. What's up, Doug?
Hey, Doug.
Good morning, Coach. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Let me say this before we talk about Jackson and 2-1 and all.
Yeah.
I had the great opportunity to play in the Pro-Am with Nancy Lopez. Is it Nancy?
Oh, wow.
Nancy Lopez.
Yeah.
At Wyndham. And I was one of the biggest thrills of my life to get to play with her. And that she was a great player. And one of the few first women to ever really be shown on the maps about playing golf. But I got to do that in the Pro-Am one time. So,
boy, that's great. Yeah, Nancy Lopez is one of the all-time greats, Coach. And she's one of those special people that I've met in my life.
Yeah.
When you meet her for the first time, you feel like you've known her for 30 or 40 years.
Yeah.
She's a very
warm. They stopped by and picked me up somewhere. I can't even remember where it was.
Right.
But
I
just like the way that Jackson plays mentally. Because he didn't putt great, yet in six tries he's made St. Jude's. He's not only so great physically, he's so darn good mentally. Go ahead, that's enough.
Yeah, no, Coach. And he didn't have a birdie. He parred his last 13 holes and then had to sit around. Jackson Koivin, young man from Auburn, 21 years old. He's the bubble guy. He made it the last guy in the top 70. So good for him. Now has to play hard to advance to the top 50. That could be difficult. Bud Cauley, by the way, 34th, and Justin Thomas, 39th. So, you know, top 30 makes the tour championship. They're not there yet, but it looks like if they just play well the next couple of weeks, we're talking maybe a top 25, top 30 finish, that these guys will probably advance to the tour championship. For JT, it's pretty commonplace. For Bud Cauley, it would be last year, man. It'd be the second time he's made the tour championships. So, of course, he won the RBC Canadian Open. So, really a career year for Bud Cauley, former University of Alabama golfer.
Talk a little bit about yesterday. Michael Brennan shoots 64.
Yeah.
You seem like it's just not that he's no name, but the guys that you don't really know win a lot of tournaments. It always makes me tear up, I'll just be honest with you, when you see the mom and dad so excited, and she runs down there and she hugs him and tells him that he made the Masters, going to the Masters, which is pretty awesome as a parent to go down there and hug your child and say, you just made it to the Masters. Why is that, Doug? We got people that the average golf fan don't know winning so many tournaments these days.
Well, Barry, it's a wave of 20-somethings. We talked about Jackson Koivin, 21, 3 weeks ago. Michael Thorbjornsson last week, 24. And Michael Brennan is 24. And they all kind of took different routes. Jackson Koivin was the top amateur in the world, went through PGA Tour University. Michael Thorbjornsson, same deal. One of the top college players made it, got his card through PGA Tour University. Michael Brennan, a little different. He was a great player at Wake Forest and then went through Q school and didn't make it. And so he was trying to figure out what to do. So he went to PGA Tour Americas, which is up in Canada, and he won three times, which earned him a ticket to the PGA Tour. But before he got on tour, the sponsor out at the Bank of Utah Championship, which is a relatively new tournament in the fall, they invited him out because he'd won three times in Canada, and he won there. So yesterday was his second win. So I guess what I'm saying, Barry, you know, they're coming out earlier as far as age goes. They're prepared. There's opportunities to play all over the place, and these amateur events are high stress, high drama, great competition. So I think if 30 or 40 years ago when the guys came out, they were intimidated. You know, if you're on the same turf as Jack and some of these other guys, Tom Watson and Raymond Floyd and Lanny Watkins, you know, you were nervous. But these guys, at least from what I see when I'm out there with them, they're not nervous. They're just out there playing golf. And I think that, you know, Barry, I think that's kind of the strategy, right? They treat it as just another day of golf. They're not playing with the big boys. They're just playing golf like they have for years and years. And so, I don't know. I think we're in a pretty impressive area of golf as far as the professional game. And the LIV obviously dominated it for years. But now I think what we're seeing is this new wave of young guys. And golf's in a really good spot, not only on the professional level, but guys that came out last week, more people right now in 2026 are playing golf. We're talking about just average people than ever before by a wide margin. So I don't know. For those of us who love the game of golf, it's in a pretty good spot here in 2026.
Yeah.
I don't know why St. Jude dropped down to the 30. St. Jude is important, so important for everybody, especially parents who have children. I'm sorry to drop down, but still, it's important. No doubt.
Yeah, and it's, you know, this year and next year it will be the first round of the playoffs, and obviously TPC Southwind is on the campus of FedEx, and FedEx has been a huge supporter of the PGA Tour now for 20 years. So it's an important stop, but after this year and next year, the playoffs likely will not be back at Memphis unless it's on some sort of rotating basis. So I hate to see that, Coach, because you're right. What they do, what St. Jude's does, and it's been a big part of the, really, the PGA Tour framework for, you know, 60 years. So hopefully we won't lose that.
All right, so the top 70 playing Memphis, then the 50 move on. How hard is it for a guy like Jackson Koivun to move up into the top 50? How do these points work there without maybe winning? Obviously, if he wins in Memphis, he's going to advance on. But how much can you actually jump during this tournament this weekend to try to make it to the 50 if you're like around between 60 and between 60 and 70, Doug?
It's going to be hard, Barry, very hard. You know, the key getting in the top 50, if you make the 50 at the BMW, you are in all eight of the signature events next year, the big money events. And so that's a big deal. And that sets you up not only for next year, but obviously the following year when they go to that crazy championship series, which we talked about last week. But to answer your question, to jump from where Jackson is inside the top 50, now points are tripled because it's the playoffs, but the top 70 guys are there, so you're going against the best players. So Jackson, I would think, I'm looking at the math, I think he would have to go top 10 or better. He would have to finish 10th or better next week to, and then, you know, you have to finish top 10 and then have to get help. Some of the guys that are above you are going to have to play poorly and fall behind you. So it's a long shot. It'll be a long shot for Jackson to reach the top 50. But again, as we talked about, you know, he thinks he's capable of doing it. So we shall see. But again, in Memphis, Scotty is back. Rory, who announced, you know, a month ago, hey, I'm not going to play Memphis. In fact, he wasn't going to play the first two events, has now changed his mind, and he is going to play in Memphis for the first time in 3 years. So, yeah, so all the top players, all the top 70 will be there. And so it'll be exciting. But, yeah, I think it'll be hard for Jackson to advance to that top 50.
No cut, right, Doug?
Yeah, no cut. So they'll play all 4 days, which gives you an opportunity. You know, if for some reason you play okay the first 2 days and then get hot on the weekend and somebody kind of loses interest and plays poorly on the weekend, yeah, you have an opportunity. But we shall see. I'm really rooting for Bud Cauley, and we talked about it on this show. You know, they don't give away the comeback player of the year anymore on the PGA Tour. They quit that years ago. But Bud certainly deserves it after all that he went through with the car accident, surgeries, et cetera. Now he's 34th in the standings. So Bud has an opportunity to, you know, I think he has a chance to win a couple of these events. And he's a Southern kid and doesn't mind the heat. And it will be hot, by the way, in Memphis. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. No.
Anything at Augusta we need to know about? I know, as Barry mentioned, about the mom, you know, hugging her.
Yeah.
About going to anything about Augusta we need to listeners need to know about?
No, Coach. They're always on. You know, the golf ball, the peel back of the golf ball apparently has been put on the back burner for the time being. LIV Golf, the PGA Tour announced late last week. Brian Rolapp, the new commissioner of the PGA Tour, said any handshake agreement or agreement they had with LIV years ago is no longer. They no longer want to have anything to do with LIV, as LIV has got some sort of influx of money, at least temporarily, and they may be filing for Chapter 11. But Bryson DeChambeau intimated this weekend they played at President Trump's tournament up in New Jersey, and President Trump was there, by the way, with Gary Player. And DeChambeau intimated, hey, wouldn't it be great if I got to play select tournaments on the PGA Tour? That's the narrative they're throwing out there. He goes, that's what the fans want. That's what I would like to see. And Rolapp squelched that and said there will be no crossover play whatsoever. They're not in the plans for the PGA Tour. And the reason I mentioned that, Coach, is because obviously the Masters, right up there with the USGA and the RNA, the PGA of America, they're the four governing bodies. Even though the Masters is kind of a private entity, they carry a lot of clout. But right now, nothing from the Masters. And you know what, Coach? That's what they like. They don't like being in the headlines. They like just kind of doing their thing. Even though underneath it all, we know how powerful the people are at Augusta National.
Doug, we're talking with Doug Bell. Brooks Koepka, kind of disgusted with himself. I think he finishes, I'm looking here, 94. Talks about it's embarrassing that he's not in the top 70 there. And I think he takes responsibility for it. It probably shows you when you get on that tour with the LIV, you kind of lose your competitive edge a little bit. So it's hard to get it back once you get back to the PGA Tour. Your thoughts about Brooks Koepka is a big name, but will not be playing this weekend.
You know, Barry, it's interesting. When he decided to come back, one of the stipulations was he would not bump anybody out of the top 70. If he made the playoffs, they were going to go with 71. And I thought that was kind of an interesting move way back when. And he played okay this season, according to his press conference yesterday. He had a horrible year. And I guess he has high expectations. To finish somewhere in the 90s is very disappointing for a guy who wanted to come back. Played very poorly in the major championships. Only had a couple of top 10 finishes. Barry and Coach, the deal with Brooks Koepka, when he was right up there, number one in the world, or at least close to it, he never surpassed Scotty, but it was right up there, and he has six major championships. He was an outstanding putter. I mean, if you remember those PGAs and the U.S. Opens that he won, I mean, he was hitting everything on the fastest, the toughest greens you could possibly imagine. Now he's one of the worst putters in the PGA, on the PGA Tour. He ranks outside the top 170 in overall putting. I mean, think about that. So he will have an entire off season. I don't know if he's going to play any in the fall. We may not see him until next year, 2027, but somehow he needs to go back and figure out what's going on with the putter. And I'm just telling you, and you guys, we've talked about it on this show, when you get a certain age, and he's still a young guy, he's in his early 30s, but he's been out there a long time, and sometimes you lose it, and sometimes it's lost forever. So I hope that's not the case with Brooks Koepka, but he could be leaning in that direction. And guys, the bottom line is this. These guys all, I'm telling you, these guys, they're the best on the planet. And that's why I love going out there and walking inside the ropes with him, because everything's a wow factor. Man, I can't believe he hit it that far, how good he hits it. But if you're not rolling in the birdies, like Michael Brennan yesterday was rolling in everything, shoot 6 under 64 to win. you got to be rolling him in, man, or you're going to struggle. And unfortunately, that's the case with Brooks Koepka. He simply cannot putt even remotely close to where he was back when he was on the PGA Tour. And Barry, I think you're right. I think those years on LIV kind of took the competitive edge off of those guys. And it's tough when you make as much money as he did. I think it's very tough mentally to get back on the grind. I think it's hard.
Not that it matters, but it doesn't really matter. But Player of the Year is going to be a little bit of a controversy, I guess, over Scotty having maybe not played quite as well. When you play as well as he's played, if you play just a little bit below that, everybody thinks you're bad. Not bad, but don't deserve to play. When you're really great and you just play a little bit poorly, not quite as good, then where's Player of the Year stand?
Well, it's interesting. It's the Jack Nicklaus Award. Jack won it four times, once won it four times. He's never won it five times in a row. That's what Scotty's trying to do. And Tiger holds the record. He was Player of the Year 7 years in a row. Nobody's ever come close to that. So Scotty, the playoffs are big for probably a handful of guys. Chris Goddard won three times. Matt Fitzpatrick won three times. Wyndham Clark has two wins, including the United States Open. Cameron Young has two big wins, the Players' Championship and President Trump's tournament down there, the Cadillac. So those are all in the running. But when you look at it, guys, and it's voted on by the players, by the way, not the media. It's the players. So when they vote on Player of the Year, your peers are voting for you. Scottie Scheffler is number one in 15 statistical categories, including scoring average, even though he's just a tick above. He's 67.75. Think about that. That's his average score now. And that's almost a shot worse than it was the last 4 years, but that's still pretty darn good. And he has one win, first tournament he played of the year, Amex. He has five runner-up finishes, five, and he has 12 top five finishes. So nobody even comes close to that. So, everybody's saying, wow, what an off year for Scottie Scheffler. But when you add it all up, it's kind of like those Cy Young winners in baseball. Sometimes the 20-game winner doesn't get it because his ERA isn't as good, his strikeout isn't as good, and you go with a guy who maybe has won 14 or 15 games, but he's better in all the statistical categories. And I think that's kind of what it is with Scottie Scheffler. 30 years old, guys. He's certainly not an old guy, and looking forward to watching him for the next. And here's the deal with Scottie Scheffler. He'll play the next 3 weeks. He'll play in the President's Cup, which is 2 weeks after the Tour Championship. And then we will not see him again until 2027. He doesn't like to play in the fall. Rory McIlroy, on the other hand, likes to play in the fall around the world. So world number two, we'll see. He'll play in England. He'll play in Australia. He'll play in Dubai. So the top two players go about it a little bit different. Scotty likes to go home, relax with the family, watch football, play a little pickleball, practice the game a little bit. And Rory, on the other hand, who is a family guy himself, has a little girl, a beautiful little girl, but he likes to travel around the world and play golf. So I think that's interesting. Two different ways to go about it, the top two players in the world.
All right, all this.
Be careful playing that pickleball.
All this, Charles Barkley says that's what.
Be careful.
Well, he says that's what's keeping all the doctors in business. These older people trying to play pickleball, and they're having to cut it and change directions. They're all getting hurt, and the doctors are loving it. The orthopedic surgeons are making a killing off of pickleball, according to Charles Barkley. Yeah. All right, the listeners are interested in the golf, but they really want to push that to the side. And what they want to know is, Dad and Doug, are y'all going to change anything with your picks this year? Like, Doug, you like the high double-digit lines that are just ridiculous out there. Dad's always looking at home field. He never will take a underdog. He always takes the teams that are favored. August 29th is week one. We got some in Dublin. We got North Carolina, TCU. We got NC State, Virginia. We got Jacksonville State playing. You got Hawaii. You got Memphis and UNLV. Are you guys going to change anything this year with your picks, because your picks have been absolutely awful the last few years.
I'm going to turn back to
a y'all are bad at picking. Y'all are worse than Nick Saban.
he's wearing us out, Doug.
Doug, are you going to change anything this year?
Well, you know, I was up early this morning in anticipation of my appearance, and I usually come the next hour, but I have a doctor's appointment. But nevertheless, I was up early. And I was writing down some picture, guys. I'm not gonna give you everything, all my ammunition, but I will say I like TCU giving 7.5 against North Carolina. Yeah.
Do you?
And And Carolina,
I kinda like that now, too. Carolina's trouble. Yeah.
They're all the way over in Ireland playing.
Well, and Coach Belichick's son has taken a leave of absence. He's a pretty good defensive coordinator. And of course they have the trouble with the general manager, Michael Lombardi. There's always something going on with North Carolina, and they have all a new influx of players, guys. It's just hard to imagine when you have 45 new guys, that it's going to mesh in the first game when you have to travel across the ocean. Man, I don't know. I like TCU. TCU handled them pretty good last year, and I don't see why they wouldn't cover that 7.5 this year.
Oh,
that's my early pick.
Chase, get your money on TCU now.
I kind of like that too, Doug. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. And the other game, August 29th, by the way, Florida State, they're not going to be favored in too many of their games.
No.
They host New Mexico State, 31.5-point favorites, guys. I know. Ooh. I know what you're saying, Barry. I know.
Don't tell me you're going to take Florida State in 31.5, minus 31.
Well, that's my early nod, yeah. That's my early nod. FSU blows them out.
Gus is not even there. Gus isn't even there.
Why are they playing an ACC game for NC State at Virginia? That's a good one.
That's a really good game, yeah. And, you know, and this Virginia is coming off a fantastic year, by the way. NC State is always one of those head-scratching teams. You know, they're always on the cusp of doing something. 7 wins. They sneak an 8-win season. 7 wins. They lose a game they're not supposed to. But if you look at what Virginia did last year, they won, I think, 8 of their wins were final possession games, whether it was a winning field goal, a touchdown pass with seconds remaining, or a goal line stand where the other team failed on 4th and goal. So I'm kind of leaning to NC State in that one, guys.
Doug, you 26.5 for the Alabama game, you comfortable with that?
No, I'm not. No. No, not comfortable with that.
I mean, these people that sponsor our Blue Play Special are trying to find – they like to deal with winners, not guys that lose all the time. So it's hard to get a sponsor when you guys – your picks are so bad.
They've been with me for years. I have one bad year, Barry.
One bad year.
They love Coach. I just remember September 5th, guys. This is going to be a big day for us and for the sponsors, by the way. I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, here we are, early August. September 5th, Clemson at LSU. Clemson's getting 9.5, just saying. Florida at home against FAU. Florida will cover the 26.5. Louisville at Ole Miss. I know what they're saying about Ole Miss, but Louisville's pretty good. They're getting 6.5. How about this one, guys? I love this one, September 7th. SMU, and they are really good. And they're at Florida State. We talked about the Seminoles. SMU's favored by 1.5. They will cover in Tallahassee. They are simply a better football team than FSU. Early ACC action.
My daughter's husband is a big Clemson fan. And, of course, my son's wife's a big LSU fan. So we've got a little group text going on about that.
Love that.
He is afraid that Clemson is going to get blown out in Baton Rouge. And, he's such a baby about it. Like, we're like, you got to toughen up. Your mentality is you are going to lose if you don't toughen up a little bit and think you got a chance. Does Clemson think they got a chance over there? I think Clemson can go there and do something. Don't you, Doug?
I do, too. And, you know, again, LSU, a lot of new parts, including the quarterback who comes from Arizona State, missed last year with one of those crazy foot injuries. You know, he had to have surgery on the bottom arch of his foot. And that's a delicate surgery. I mean, he's no guarantee he's going to last the whole year or even the entire first game after a good hit here or there. So, I don't know. LSU's got all those new parts. I know Lane has thrived over the last few years with all these new new kids coming in. But I just think that's a tall task. Think LSU in their opener with all these new kids. And Clemson has some new kids, too, but not nearly as many. And I think the kid from Briarwood, Christian, their quarterback, I think he's an underrated kid. When he got to play last year, he was pretty good. So I like Clemson getting 9.5, and that could grow. By the time kickoff comes, that could be double digits.
Yeah, I would think if you like just hold off, you're going to get more points later on.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, I know you got to get, Doug, tell everybody where they can find you and about Casa de Campa.
Yeah, you guys got me fired up. Check out my podcast, The Old Gab Box Podcast on YouTube. And, Barry, I appreciate the kind words. Stan White, I interviewed late last week. It's up. Stan White, the former Auburn quarterback, tells this great story about when Tim Brando hit him in the side of the head with a golf ball in a pro-am.
Yeah.
It's a crazy story. It's really crazy. So check that out. Yeah, Coach, that was over at the Ross Bridge. That was years ago. But I appreciate it. And just go to CasaDeCampo.com. Teeth of the Dog was closed for a month just to get the course back, and they had to punch the greens, et cetera. But it's open again. And this fall, they have some great great opportunities for you to go and play the best golf in the Caribbean. CasaDeCampo.com.
Doug, you going to Memphis?
I'll be there, guys. And I'm driving up on Wednesday morning and driving back Sunday night. I love Memphis because I'm home. You gain an hour coming home. I'll be home by 8:30 on Sunday night. I love it.
You going to eat some Memphis barbecue while you're there?
Oh, the Rendezvous. That's a stop. Thursday night, I'll be at the Rendezvous. I'll there be thinking you. To you guys.
Thank you, Doug.
All right, guys. Thanks, talk to you next week.
All right, next week. All right, we'll take the top of the hour break here. We want to thank Yellowwood Pressure Treated Pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. Phone lines open the rest of the show, so dial us up, 205-342-9904.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Well, what a quick cleanup here in Vance as you travel on 2059 in the westbound lanes. Right around Covered Bridge Road, that earlier accident came and went. Now, in the immediate area, we're not doing too shabby if you're traveling on McFarland. No worries between Academy and...
$5,000. Great atmosphere, outstanding customer service. Where they do that at? Bama Entertainment, where the odds are always in your favor. Take exit 45 off 2059, sponsored by Red.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Padres won the Sunday night ball game at home, beating Houston 7-2. Fernando Tatis Jr., a three-run homer. The Padres just one game out of the last NL wildcard spot behind Philadelphia and Arizona. Arizona beat the Dodgers again 4-2. LA has lost 8 of 9. Philadelphia came back for a 12-inning win against Toronto 7-6. Kyle Schwarber hit 2 home runs. He has 35. Baltimore got 2 homers from Pete Alonso and won at Texas 10-5. Tampa Bay won its sixth game in a row, 4-1 at Seattle. The A's won at Boston again, 4-3. Atlanta edged the Yankees in 10 innings, 2-1. Milwaukee, with the best record in the majors, 74-44, won in 10 innings against Minnesota.
Hands with Allstate. Not available in every state. Only applicable for new auto insurance business. Rates will vary by several factors, including how you purchase the policy. Potential savings vary. Allstate North American Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Coming up on The Game with Ryan Fowler.
Hey, coming up on the Monday edition of The Game, we'll talk to Mark Houston. We'll talk to Drew DeArmond. Blake Topmeyer swings by from USA Today. We'll continue our camp coverage around the University of Alabama. Another practice day. Line Drive Talks. We listen starting at 2 p.m. on The Game on Tide 100.9, the home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
Longest-running sports talk show in Tuscaloosa, The Game with Ryan Fowler. Weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tide 100.9 and 1230 a.m. WTBC. And streaming worldwide on the free Tide app.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome.
and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise with Us on our website.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours road.
Just go to US Mobile subreddit. Just search for US Mobile and make a decision for yourself. If you're ready, visit usmobile.com.
Consumer Reports does not endorse products or services.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Here's your Tuscaloosa and West Alabama forecast. Big weather story this week, the building heat and humidity. Clear initially on this Monday, then some scattered afternoon thunderstorms may pop up with a high of 95. The heat index may climb to 106 when you factor in humidity. Heavy rain moves out overnight with a low falling to 76. After early sun tomorrow, some scattered afternoon storms will be possible with a high of 94. And a heat index near 105, and a high to humid Wednesday with some afternoon storms at a high near 95 degrees. This is meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
It's 75 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room
with legendary Alabama basketball head coach
Wimp Sanderson
and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach
Barry Sanderson,
a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience,
breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics
with the insight only two coaches can bring.
From the hardwood
to the gridiron,
from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium.
If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports,
you'll hear it here first.
With analysis, opinion,
and straight talk that cuts through the noise.
Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m.
on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC.
This is where champions get their day started.
This is Inside the Locker Room
with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
And welcome back to the second hour of Inside the Locker Room. Tuscaloosa Toyota, a great sponsor on Inside the Locker Room. Great website, TuscaloosaToyota.com. You can look at all the new inventory, pre-owned inventory, schedule a service, try it before you buy it, which you can rent a Toyota right there at the website. They got this 4Runner, the 2026 4Runner. You can lease it for as low as $369 a month or purchase it with 4.99%. APR gets up to 26 miles to the gallon. Really a hot vehicle there for college kids or even grown-ups as well. Not grown-ups, but you know what I'm saying. Adults, where they love, everybody loves that 4Runner. Plenty of options on all the trucks out there. You want a Camry, that thing gets 52 miles to the gallon. So I would say swing by Skyland Boulevard, find Justin, and tell him that Wimp and Barry sent you. All right, football practice starts today. They're headed towards the scrimmage on Thursday. And I think when the scrimmage starts, you'll kind of start to get the feel for maybe, you know, who's going kind of who's leading in certain positions. I think the scrimmages are important, but it all leads to that this Thursday. Your dad talks about them finally getting on the field and playing some real football this coming Thursday.
Yeah, it should be, as you have said earlier in the show, everybody talks quarterback, quarterback, quarterback. But, you know, I've got other players, too, and I think it'll just you know, who decides that? My opinion is the offense coordinator discusses it with the head coach to say to him who he feels like is you got an offensive head coach, but your offense coordinator is with him a little bit closer. Not all over the field, just with those quarterbacks, running backs. So I think it's going to be a discussion between the head coach and the offensive coordinator, and I think it's going to be worded such that anything can happen right now moving. We're not thinking about a number one and number two. Those kinds of thoughts. We're thinking about what's best for our team, regardless of where we are on the field. Those kind of thoughts leaves it a little bit open for you, for them. I may be dead wrong. Barry may have a totally different. He may have a totally different idea. I just think maybe you kind of combine it, and after you get through talking about it, you don't really know exactly what you said who the leader is. You know who's going to ride on the field first, but I think you kind of leave. You try to leave it open. You don't. You certainly the kid from that moved down here. He's not going back home. Russell would be the one that you darn sure can't afford to lose.
I know they're only whatever 5 days into practice, but you talk about, I mean, they don't play on September the 5th. That is a long time to practice.
No,
eventually, you start looking at each other like, I got to hit somebody else. I honestly would think the coaches would like to maybe have a closed scrimmage with another team or something just to kind of look at their team. But it's just a long way. So I think you've got to depend on your training staff, your weight staff, to make sure you don't burn them up here in August, getting ready for. So it's a long season, especially with a 9-game season. After about next week, the newness of the practice and all that, it starts to kind of wear off, and to try to keep your team's attention for the next 3.5 weeks or whatever that is. That's probably the toughest job for a coach right now. It's just they can't see the game right now.
Is there a third quarterback at all that practices with him?
Well, I mean, I'm sure there is. He's taking reps, but eventually he'll slide out of the scout team. But unless they get a guy hurt, obviously, then he moves up. But yeah, there's four or five of them out there. But
you have live scrimmages, and you get somebody hurt. That's that. Why did they have a live scrimmage? You know, all that kind of stuff. You can't win for losing.
Yeah, so I think you got to be careful. Take your proper days off, and you know, maybe sometimes I know it sounds great, give them the whole weekend off just to get away. Maybe they look at the weekend. I think school starts the 19th, so right now it's just football. No class or anything like that to deal with. I know Auburn is still sequestered out at the Marriott down there. And when you hear people talk about it, it, you know, is the reason they're doing it. And they're leaving the Marriott like at 5:30 in the morning. They don't get back till 8 something in the evening. So that's a lot of time together. You start to kind of, I mean, even the best friends get tired of one another after a while.
They've done it before. They did it in South Florida.
Yeah. So, anyway, I think that's the biggest challenge is to keep battling. In about a week or so, they're going to get tired of hitting each other, and you got to keep them improving. You got to keep installing. There's certain things they work on all the time, you know, and they need to. If I were Alabama, I would change up my practice times. I wouldn't always go in the morning. I'd go at night sometimes. I'd go in the afternoon because you're going to play at different times during the year. I don't know that they'll do that, but that's something that I would certainly look at if I were those guys, just to kind of change it up a little bit. All right, we'll go ahead and take the break. We'll get back. Kay Womack met with the media last Friday, so I think a lot of that people probably didn't hear just because it was the weekend. So we'll hear what Coach Womack had to say. It's always nice to have the assistants be able to talk. It's a little bit different than what it was in the past. We'll hear from Coach Slimmed Up, Coach Kane Womack. Alabama Pro Wash, you know that you're proud of your property. The dirt, mold, grime on your brick, stucco, or siding makes even the most well-cared-for home or business seem neglected. Their services include residential, commercial, exterior cleaning, low pressure soft washing, window cleaning, shingle restorations, concrete cleaning, and they have a drone that will go get the hard to get areas. Give them a call. If you can't get them, just leave them a message. They'll call you right back. 205-799-9069. Andy Henson. Expect quality exterior cleaning service for your home or business when you call Alabama Pro Wash.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We move with a purpose on the roadways. Right now, looking at McFarland, it's a little patchy from time to time between those intersections of Academy and 43. As a matter of fact, Academy is a little crunched up here, mostly moving in the southbound direction onto McFarland. And then you'll...
And get quality protection. Yep, it's a win-win. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours road.
A score up to $2,500 cash. Drop on in and find your big win at Pearl River Resort. Must be 21 or older to play.
Coming up on The Game with Ryan Fowler.
Hey, coming up on the Monday edition of The Game, we'll talk to Martin Houston. We'll talk to Trudy Arman. Blake Topmeyer swings by from USA Today. We'll continue our camp coverage around the University of Alabama. Another practice day. Line Grub Talks. We listen starting at 2 p.m. on The Game on Tide 100.9, the home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
Longest running sports talk show in Tuscaloosa. The Game with Ryan Fowler. Weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tide 100.9 and 1230 a.m. WTBC. And streaming worldwide on the free Tide app.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case, and this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier, so I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise with Us on our website.
Tide 100.9 Tuscaloosa weather.
Here's your Tuscaloosa and West Alabama forecast. Big weather story this week, the building heat and humidity. Clear initially on this Monday, then some scattered afternoon thunderstorms may pop up with a high of 95. The heat index may climb to 106 when you factor in humidity. Heavy rain moves out overnight with a low falling to 76. After early sun tomorrow, some scattered afternoon storms will be possible with a high of 94 and a heat index near 105, and a high to humid Wednesday with some afternoon storms at a high near 95 degrees. This is meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
It's 75 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
And welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. All right, Chase, let's get to the about 9 minutes. So instead of breaking it up, sometimes the answers are short, sometimes a little bit longer. Just let you hear the entire press conference there and what Coach Womack has to say. I think Coach DeBoer meets with the media this Thursday after the scrimmage. But here is Coach Kane Womack last Friday after, I guess, what would have been their, third or fourth practice.
Well, I think Chuck Morrell does a fantastic job in the offseason of just preparing his guys. He's relentless in the preparation that he demands out of that room. And those young linebackers, they don't know anything different, and so they follow suit. They work their ass off. They live in the building. And it's really been great to see their development. You know, some of the improvements that we've made on the D-line this offseason certainly helps that linebacking core as well. I think, you know, one thing that we wanted to make sure is that we were more aggressive from the backing core, guys getting downhill and being more aggressive at the line of scrimmage. And I think those guys have really taken heart to that.
What were those pads Jared Johnson was wearing?
I know it looked like look like Iron Man out there. It's like a strike placement, hand placement drill. So the pads got numbers all on them and all that stuff, and bicep and, you know, chest and all that stuff. So it's just a striking deal. It's also to protect him because we got some pretty heavy-handed guys up front there.
Say, did he volunteer for that, or did he get assigned that?
No, he does. So Jared's doing a phenomenal job, and I think one of the things, when you watch him work with players, he's so hands-on. I mean, you can tell. I mean, it's a 12-year NFL vet that still wants a little piece every now and then, right? So, you know, it's awesome to have him. Very hands-on. He's very technical. And then there's just instant credibility in the room whenever he walks in there. When he says something, guys listen. As they should. He had a fantastic career and as a player and is doing an awesome job for us as a coach.
What's it been like to get Jabari Latham back from injury? And how was he kind of come back from injury? Is he wearing a special helmet? I noticed he wasn't with the Guardian.
Yeah, I don't know with the Guardian cap thing. I haven't asked him that or Jeff that question. But, you know, Zeebo, from day one when I got here, just naturally, there's guys that become kind of some of your favorites, right? Whether you're supposed to have favorites or not, I do. But he's just been a guy that I love his work ethic. He wants to be a coach one day. He operates that way. He's got a great maturity. And then what's amazing in the first 3 days is how quickly he's adapted back to the fundamentals of football. I mean, you watch him in the six technique drill and he's kicking ass right now. So awesome to have him back. And he has worked really, really hard to get himself back in position to do that.
Who are some of your favorites?
just Zeebo. No, I've got plenty of favorites right now. Who's that? Yeah. You know, Melo, you know, here's a guy that I remember when we were watching, we were preparing to play Auburn, and Mercer had played them maybe one or two games before us. And I'm watching this long DB. I'm like, man, like this guy is impressive. And then all of a sudden, you know, he shows up in the portal and we went after him. I mean, quickly, he just has, it's hard to have that kind of, there's not many guys that have that length and then athleticism. I knew there was a skill set to work with. He was athletically further ahead. It was better than what I even anticipated. I think what any of us anticipated when we got here. And so he came out here in the fourth quarter program and is running drills. And you realize, okay, there's a lot to work with here. And then, you know, Mo Link was, from a fundamental standpoint, development standpoint, is as good as it gets. And so Melo has just, he's dove in. He's got a professional mindset. He works at it every day. He's very coachable. And so he's just made huge strides in the last 8 months.
Heard you say the word violence a lot, too. Out of the defensive linemen, who's been the most violent?
That's a great question. They would argue, for a lot of them would argue for the top spot there. I think we have improved our physicality there up front. I think we've improved in our consistency as a defensive line unit. And then we've simply, you know, we've gotten bigger. I mean, the last 2 years here, we've been, you know, 14th in the SEC in frames, in D-line frames up front. I think this year now we're fourth or fifth. And so we have worked really hard, right, to get ourselves back in a position to where we can be a big physical defensive line.
You've got some guys like Ivan, you know, think of, say, Nancy, Dre, who have been quality reserves.
Yeah.
How do you think about getting all those guys on the field?
Yeah.
That's such a deep.
Well, I mean, you guys know that y'all have watched for the last 2 years. We play players. We play a lot of players. We don't just play 11 guys. And but to your point, you know, those guys have earned or are moving in a direction to earn more playing time, right? The devil's in the details, right? When do we get them on the field? How do we get them on the field? Because, you know, I tell those young guys and those backups all the time, you're asking me to put you on the field, that means I got to take Bray Hubbard off the field or Xavier Brown off the field, right? And at times, right, those guys need a breather anyway, but they have to play at least, you know, close to the same level as those experienced players for us to be able to get them on the field, especially, you know, in some of these big moments that you guys know that we have. And so those guys have worked their ass off. They've really pushed themselves, and they see the standard in front of them every day, and they either meet that standard or they don't. And right now they're doing a good job.
Take you back to a previous answer. You mentioned you guys have made a jump in the league in terms of frames. Obviously, you're quantifying that somehow. How do you define a frame?
Yeah, so we looked at we did a study. We looked at height, length, like arm length, and then just overall weight. And so in each of those categories, I think the last 2 years, I think we were like 14th in height. We were like 15th in weight, but cumulatively over the last 2 years, we were like 14th, which is not the standard here, right? We had to improve and work to improve that. And it's taken us a couple of years to do it, but you know, we're in a much better place now.
How do you get your hands on arm length for every team in the league?
Yeah. Well, that's a great question. The height and the weight piece is easier. I think the arm length was probably more just for us. Sure. So.
Dumb question, but why does height for a defensive lineman, why is that important?
Well, usually height goes into length, right, in general, right? So you don't have a lot of long guys with T-Rex arms out there, right? So you know, we're probably guessing a little bit, you know, with some of that from overall length. But big bodies matter, right? You know, mass kicks ass. And so when you have big frames that have length and being able to strike people, but also when they're, you know, when they're getting a double team, right? Just sheer mass matters. And you know, the truth is we got moved around some for the last 2 years here. And so that was an area where, you know, we've done some good things defensively here. At times I think we've been really good, but to be a dominant defense, you have to have guys up front that can make a difference. And I think we've got, you know, we're moving in the right direction there.
How have you seen guys like Keon and Bray kind of respond to having so many players behind them that are pushing them to point them?
You're saying like with those guys behind them, well, they have both taken steps forward as leaders. You know, Bray is a leader of our football team. Keon Sabb's a leader of our football team. They're on our unity council. And so they have a voice in terms of what we do as a football team with Coach DeBoer. But, you know, those guys recognize, like, you know, they've been in some games where they're looking at the sideline going like, damn, can I get a breather? You know what I mean? But maybe there's somebody that's not ready. And so they want to push those guys along, right, to put them in position to go help us. And so they've done a really good job of challenging those young guys, teaching those young guys. And you see the evolution of Ivan Taylor, Jaira Edwards already. You know, Drake Kirkpatrick obviously has been here for a minute and is doing a really good job. So I'm excited about that group.
What's the expectation for Jeremiah Beeman coming off the knee injury last year? I saw him beating some of the lines.
Yeah, he's worked really, really hard to get himself back. And especially, you know, you think about a knee injury, it's hard for anybody. But when you're talking about a big frame like that, a big body, to be able to put himself in position to where he can, you know, pound and move and shift and all that stuff. And then obviously, you know, you're going to get 600 pounds of double team on you. And so there is a lot of work and effort to get to that position where that knee can be healthy and stable. And so, you know, I make no bones about it. Jeff Allen and his staff they're the best in the world at what they do. And so our guys have done a really good job. But Beeman's in a really good place right now. Proud of him. Thanks, guys. Roll Tide.
There's Coach Kane Womack. Talk a lot about size, and I guess they did a study. Oops, sorry. Study on all the other defensive lines across the SEC and trying to compare weight and height and all that. Just your thoughts about what Coach had to say.
Yeah, I think it was good. I think, you know, he showed where they were 14th or something in a league of 16 teams, strength-wise and all, and moved up to, you know, 3 or 4, if they feel like, improved that a great deal. So they've got kind of a read defense. I think the defense has been pretty good. I think it's going to be better. They've got some, you know, some experience there. That's the one thing about your guys not leaving you on both sides of the ball. If they stay, they learn. And that's the big thing, to learn what to do. And I think anytime you can get kids to stay, then you got a chance to be better. Now, that's the reason I think on the offensive line, the defensive line, both, they're going to be better because of those two positions.
Yeah, I think they're looking to be in much better shape maybe when they tee it up against East Carolina. If one thing, they did not look like they were in great shape last year when they took on Florida State, maybe the Heat, whatever. But and that's one of the reasons why I think moving practice around different elements yeah. out there might help them. We'll see if they take our advice and do that. But all right, let's take the break here. Before we do it, though, let's tell them about Bryant Bank. Phone lines will be open. We also have that vinegar tip when we get back from break.
Bryant Bank is a bank that you can walk into and probably know the head banker and all the people that work for him with you. You can open up a business or personal account or just one of the two. You can know that your banking is going to, your money is going to be safe, and that if you have any transactions that need to be taken care of on a personal basis, Bryant Bank will do that. And so they'll do everything they possibly can to please you, be able to bank online around the clock. And you all need to know that Bryant Bank is interested in you. They're interested in your money and your money being safe, but they're also interested in you as a customer. So go by Bryant Bank and tell them you heard it on Inside the Locker Room, and I think you'll be well put.
All right, we'll take the break. Phone lines are open. Also have the vinegar tip brought to you by Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance. When we get back from break, you're listening to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. We move with a purpose on the roadways. Right now, looking at McFarland, it's a little patchy from time to time between those intersections of Academy and 43. As a matter of fact, Academy is a little crunched up here, mostly moving in the southbound direction onto McFarland. And then you'll also, looking at pretty much the normal travels on 2059, it moves smooth from University to Joe Malisham. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, Tammy Thomas.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs. Visit Indeed.com/hire now and sponsor your job today.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. And this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Find Tide on Twitter at Tide 100.9 to keep up with show announcements, guests, and our reporters in the field.
All right, welcome back to Inside the Locker Room Vinegar Tip. This Monday, first day of school for the city schools, for sure. I think the county said starts on Wednesday. But this Vinegar Tip brought to you by Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance. He's our agent. Let him become yours at 302 Burchett's Walk, Suite 200, right across from Indian Hills, right there by Cancun and Red Bull. They are there ready, waiting for you. You can go to the website, coverageforttown.com. What is the tip for this Monday?
Well, every time you talk with somebody, they always bring up the word arthritis. I got arthritis in my back. I got arthritis this. I got arthritis that. It just goes on and on and on. I don't know if this is a complete cure, but this day and time, we're always trying to mix stuff and get stuff together to make something better for us. So I'll give you this one to consider. You can try it or not try it, but I think we've had people wanting to know about arthritis. So to relieve the pain of the arthritis as much as you possibly can, three times a day, take a mixture of 1 teaspoonful of each of apple cider vinegar and honey. Take a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, teaspoon of honey, and do that three times a day. And stay with that for a while, for a few weeks, and see if that doesn't relieve some of your arthritis if you have arthritis. I think it's a, if it works, it's a great tip. If it doesn't work, you haven't done anything, lost anything. So try that for your arthritis.
All right, and that's brought to you by Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance, 205-752-8500. All right, the Protect College Sports Act, they failed to reach a vote during an all-night pre-process session in the Senate. It ended early Saturday morning, so they pushed the bill. The bill did not gain a spot on next – it did gain a spot, I'm sorry, on next month's calendar after the chamber comes back from summer break. So they're going on summer break. They're going to come back, and I'm assuming this thing is going to be voted on here in September. You know, once football gets started and the games get started, you kind of stop worrying about the transfer portal and coaches leaving and all that. It's kind of because the season's just getting going. So now your focus turns more towards the season, not all the problems with the NIL. Chase, catch that NIL and all the things that go on with that. But is that good, moving it, give them a little time away, or do you wish they would have voted on it?
I guess
so.
Gives you a shorter time to argue about it. Since it's going to be done very quickly and football is going to be starting, and you're kind of going to be looking at the scores more than you are what they decided. You know, whether it passes or not, I had said I tried to study as best I could, and when Big Ten and SEC said they fixed the wording in it, they liked it a lot better, I thought we would pass. JC is a lot smarter than I am, and has indicated he didn't think it would. And so they seem to change the wording of it, continue to change the wording of it about the males playing with women's sports and those kind of things over and over and over. They want to be sure that it doesn't state in the bill that a state could change.
Well, hopefully that's not a factor as to what they're – I mean, that's the
– Yeah, I hope not.
I mean, that has nothing really to do with what's going on with college sports right now.
No, it does not have anything to do with it. But there are little things that they look at. And at the very beginning of it, I felt like the commissioner of the SEC had felt like all we're going to do is sign more lawsuits. We're going to have more attorneys involved in lawsuits, and regardless of what they try to do, there's always somebody trying to better themselves by getting an attorney or doing it themselves. So I don't know. You know, the biggest thing is to also to be transfer portals I don't like, and of course people so we've had it, we're going to keep it, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think they're trying to get it where you get one free transfer. Save the Olympic sports, and they're trying to control this NIL a little bit, but be your main things. And the portal has got out of control. All right, to the Yellowwood Hotline. Morning, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Good morning, Coach.
I think you better have that fight about men and women's sports right now. You need to throw the gauntlet down and get it settled once and for all. And all it is a bunch of people that hates America and wants to change everything about America. And there's another trying to take advantage of the chaos in college sports. You better take that fight on right now and have it out and get it settled once and for all. Do we want this kind of crap in college sports, or don't we? And I agree with Senator Tumblebee. have it out and get it over with. And I think 90% of Americans don't want to see that. I don't even know if they know that that's what's holding it up.
Yeah. Well, there's two or three factors, and that you're right. That's a big factor I can't understand why ladies sports was wanted to start with.
For chaos.
Yeah.
They want chaos. They want to create, and so they can get out there with those menopause heads and start screaming and hollering and all that kind of crap. Don't tell me that ain't it. I know it is.
I agree with you, but my head can't even go there. Whatever you're born as, that's what you play as. I mean, come on.
That ain't what they're saying.
I understand. That's not what they're saying.
And they are trying to undo. Look at that. Look. Well, no, I know. Let's don't go political here. I tell you one thing, though, about the scrimmage Thursday. Barry, you and Coach, do y'all have confidence in this group that's running this football team?
Yeah.
I do. Yeah, I think I do.
You do?
I think I do. I think time will tell, but I don't want to be unconfident. I feel like if they know what they want to do, what they've done, they've kept their players. They're old, a year older. I just do. I think they'll be fine. You're never going to be as good as the fans want you to be. You just can't when you're playing a 9-game schedule. But I have confidence that they're better up front. That quarterback, I don't know, but they're better up front on the line, defensively and offensively. And that's what makes me think. That's what makes me think they're going to be better. So
You say it like you don't, Tom. I don't have zero.
Let me say it this way. I'm going to wait and see, but I don't have any confidence in this group. I really don't, particularly on the offense. I'm not going to beat that horse any further. But here's the thing to me, and talking to other people, friends of mine, until they can get past that not losing a game that you shouldn't lose, so they get past that, it's going to be hard for anybody to have confidence in them.
Well,
I just don't like it when people, and I understand that people get so giddy and they're saying, it may be, but people just won't slow down and let it play out. And the same people that are praising them will be killing them in September by saying stuff like, this is the best coaching staff we've had in 4 or 5 years. How do you, they literally have had 4 practices. Like, what are we basing that on? It may end up being the greatest ever. It may end up being the greatest, but what are you basing it on off of practices where you really haven't even put the pads on? So I think you set these unrealistic expectations when you say stuff like that, and then when the season starts, we start criticizing them per quarter. I just think Alabama fans try to get so far. We always want to say the best ever or the best in the last. When you start looking at this running back room and the running backs that Alabama has put out over the years, maybe one of these guys will turn out to be a Josh Jacobs or you know, Mark Ingram or one of these guys, a Derrick Henry. But, I mean, they have had some studs back there, and that's why their running game's been good, and they haven't had those guys here in the last year or two.
I agree with you, but my take on this is everybody wants to jump out there and say what they hope it will be.
Sure.
I hope this is the greatest coaching staff in the history of Alabama football. Give me a freaking break.
Well, I don't mind you saying hope, but saying it is like the best and fourth.
They're not saying hope.
Yeah.
They're saying what they do hope without using the word hope. They're trying to psychologically fix it by saying, oh, this is this and this running back and we got this one player. And it's 11 out there. It takes 11. I don't get it either. I agree with what you're saying. And all this expectation is good to a certain degree, but some of it is unfounded. If you go back and look historically over the last 2 years, there's no reason to have a lot of confidence. Now, can they earn it?
You win your first five games, you get beaten on your sixth game against Georgia. I told you so, even though you've beaten Kentucky and Florida State and all these other people, South Carolina, and you can't please people. It's so darn hard. You know, you get beat by Georgia. Georgia's picked the number one team. They got the best. They got a team that does not play Texas or Texas A&M. Georgia does. They're loaded. And if you were to win the first five and lose to Georgia, what are people going to say?
You know,
depends on how you lose.
Yeah, when Kane Womack, I'm not saying he's wrong.
Indiana, forget it.
When Kane Womack is talking about they want mass, all right, that may end up being great. The mass may prove out to be.
It
Or if it doesn't, then people will say, man, we're too big. We're slow as Christmas. We got too much mass. So they're thinking the mass is going to be what's going to help them be a better defense. And hopefully that's true.
I don't think that's the problem. Yeah. I don't think that's the problem. Here's where the problem was with me, what I see on the defensive line. You got three defensive linemen over on, and one guy's blocking them. And the running back, well, it's too many over there. I'm going to run the other way, 30 yards. That, you know, they're not disciplined enough to control the area in front of them. They haven't done that in 3 years. It started to fall apart under Coach Saban, and it really fell apart here in the last 3 years. They do not play with discipline. There's too many playing hero ball and whatever you can come up with. That's what their problem is. It's not mass. It's not speed. It's not what's on the buffet line. It's how they control the area in front of them. They hadn't done it. Now, on the offensive line either. They hadn't created a crease for a running back in 2 years.
That's not arguable on the runnings, but maybe we'll see if they've improved it, but you can't, and I'm not saying they're doing this, like they're saying we're going to make it better and they understand but they know that doesn't mean anything, but they know that doesn't mean anything either. It's what happens on September the 5th is what matters. So I just wish people could pump the brakes. Let's see what they do. They're saying they're going to do it.
Last year, all summer, this is some kind of group here. This group this group there. They are really doing it. We go to Florida State. Remind me of what happened.
Well, that was bad.
Right.
Well,
but all summer, that ain't what you're
saying. Hopefully that's a learning experience to where they're going to be ready to go.
How long have they been in football?
Different year.
Long time.
Yeah.
Long enough to know not to run your mouth like that.
Yeah. So hopefully they have gotten that part corrected by being ready the first game, being in better shape, handling the elements. You would hope they've learned from that. You would hope the Indiana game put a little bad taste in their mouth leading up to this year. But saying it, and I'm not saying it's wrong for them to say whatever they're saying, but everybody's just going to have to kind of wait and see. And they're going to have to wait and see and say, hey, we tried to make all the changes and hopefully we've put the right formula in there and it works out great for us. So in my mind, that's what I'll hope for them. But I don't know that I could say that right now. A lot of people are trying to already say it.
No, you can't. I mean, look at some things history tells you a story. And you make application. Now, can they change it? Yes. They can come out there and be organized and have the right people in the right place, play with a lot of intensity, and change the narrative about the team. But you got to admit, running around here in press conference and bragging on this and bragging on that and Pollyanna, pie in the sky, don't do it.
They are a positive group when they get behind the microphone. I will say that.
They sure are. And I tell you what, we hit bottom right quick last year and was disappointed. And we had to fight our way up. And it's got to be different. It's got to be different.
Hopefully it will.
They end up eighth in the country. They end up eighth in the country.
Congratulations.
They got smacked three times. That was the problem.
Yeah. There you go.
A lot of people got smacked.
Yeah, but not. Yeah, a lot of people are in Alabama. The eighth is great, but they got smacked. Florida State, Georgia, and Indiana. So.
Amen.
Thank you, Tom.
All right,
thanks,
see you.
Thanks. All right, that's it. We missed that break there, so we'll have to let Chase get that all straight. I know Gary Harris is on his way. He'll be rolling in. And you know, the Gary Harris Show, and he always has Rodney Orr on Mondays, which is always a great segment. So that's it for today's show. We look forward to visiting with you guys tomorrow throughout the week. Still a long time, Chase, till they kick the ball off. They practice for a long time before they actually start playing. So hopefully they can stay injury free and get better each and every practice. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM, WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports. Have a great day, everybody.